Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon with the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for this week. Today's a busy day in our office as we will be counting the county committee election ballots. County offices around the nation will all be counting ballots this week, and so the county committee elections are a very important thing to be part of the FSA system. There are nearly 7,700 FSA County Committee members around the nation, and a third of these are reelected or elected new every third year. So the County Committee members that are elected and reelected apply their knowledge and their judgment to help FSA make important decisions on their commodity support programs, such as your market loans and yields, conservation programs such as CRP, indemnity and disaster programs, and any emergency programs and the eligibility for such. So the committee members do have a very important role in the FSA system, and this will be a busy week for counting those ballots. Here in Audubon, Denny Grimm must go off as he's reached his 9-year term limits. And so, therefore, we will have a new committee member, which will take over the 1st of January. Names on the ballot this year were John Meislin and Brent Bauer. And we'll announce to you the most votes getter coming up here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So stay tuned and listen for that, as one of those two will be elected to serve the committee this coming year. I also want to remind producers, as did Max last week, about our 2016 perennial forage grass for grazing or hay that must be reported by December 15th. So to stay eligible for all your farm program benefits, this reporting date must be accomplished by next Tuesday, the 15th of December. In the past, we've always had a waiver, but this year Washington has said there will be no waivers, so therefore any producer who does not complete their acreage report of their grass and hay acres that will be either grazed or hayed, mechanically hayed, for 2016 will be subject to a late file fee of $46 per farm. No use of letting that happen if you're going to have pasture and hay that you will be harvesting or grazing in 2016. Call the FSA office here at 712-563-4261, extension 2, and schedule an appointment. If nothing else, we can get you on a register and keep you in a timely filed mode for that acreage report. The market loans this year have been a little heavier than they have been in the past to date. Producers are selling grain, trying to raise some money for some cash flow needs, etc. And although things aren't terribly different than they have been in the past, there are some changes. So we suggest that you contact your FSA office prior to going in and letting the office know that you intend to seal grain, whether that be corn or beans, so that we can begin the paperwork. We have to do a lien search first, and if there are any liens out there, we have to obtain those lien waivers before we can do your loan. So to avoid multiple trips to the office, just give us a call on the phone first. Notify us as to what you're going to do. Let us make the initial preparations, and then you can probably take care of it in one trip. As a reminder on that, we will be closed on Christmas and New Year's. They're both Fridays this year. And most of the time we get out early on the day before. So plan your needs accordingly. Don't wait till the last minute and expect that we can make miracles happen. Because like I said, we do have to do those lien searches and obtain those lien waivers before we can do anything about making you a market loan. I do want to stress also on highly erodible land or breaking out new ground. Producers should be reminded to always consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out any new acres for production purposes. And in doing so, without authorization, it may put you at risk for your federal farm program benefits. This is especially true for that land that must meet the highly erodible land eligibility or wetland conservation provisions. Producers with HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage or crop residue and rotational requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Therefore, producers should notify FSA as a first point of contact prior to conducting land clearing or drainage type projects to ensure the proposed actions will meet conservation compliance criteria for such practices as clearing any trees to create new cropland. Then these areas will need to be reviewed to ensure the work will not risk your eligibility for benefits. Landowners and operators must complete the Form AD 1026 Highly Erodible Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification to identify the proposed action and allow FSA to determine whether a referral to NRCS is necessary for further review. Very important to keep FSA posted if you intend to bring new land into production. And I know there are lots of practices going on out there in the field in preparing the land for additional acres to be cleared at this time. So if this applies to you, get in touch with your FSA. One last final reminder. In order to save time when you have work to do here at your FSA office, we encourage you to make an appointment. Our programs are so complex and so detailed anymore that to make the best use of your time and our time both, it is best to have an appointment so that we have the people and the time slotted to visit with you, to discuss your needs, and to give you any final conclusion that you might need as far as eligibility for certain programs. So again, contact your FSA office here in Audubon one last time. That phone number, 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you in 3 weeks.